Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
A different point of view on achieving excellent health on all four levels of self: spiritual, emotional, physical, and social. It's The Healthy Self with Michael Schwartz.
Well, you know, the holiday seasons are right around the corner. And one of the things that always occurs during the holiday season is depression and stress. And I'm not sure which one comes first. But I have with me my favorite guest this morning and co-host, Dr. Susan Jones, who is going to share with us some thoughts about preparing for holiday stress. Good morning, Susan, and how can we get ready for the unfolding of Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, and New Year's? What can we do to prepare ourselves?
Yeah, hi, Michael. Great to be with you again. You know, most people report, even if they have great relationships with family members, feeling stressed out during the holidays. And, you know, and there are different things that cause stress. You know, for some people, it might be all those deadlines and commitments and getting all the errands done and the gifts wrapped and getting ready for family. For other, it might be, you know, it might be bumper-to-bumper traffic or unpaid bills or weather-related. Of course, for some, unfortunately, it might be terrorism, you know, and even constant noise. But there, and then what happens to your body when you feel stressed? By the way, stress is triggered by emotions like fear, anger, grief, depression, and guilt. And, Michael, when you're constantly stressed out and you don't manage it well, it can lead to high blood pressure, heart problems, muscle and joint pain, headaches, even a suppression of immunity, weight gain, bone loss, inflammation, constipation. You know, now that's just part of the list. But So there are many things you can do, and I'm into a holistic approach. You can start moving, because exercise is the best way to reduce your stress. You can get into a meditation program and deep breathing. Even the foods you eat can reduce stress, and many foods you eat can create more stress. When your body's dehydrated, it actually causes stress in your body. You've got to get more sleep. You've got to laugh more, have a more positive attitude, be thankful more each day. These are all things that we can all do, and really, they don't cost any money at all, except maybe some food that you buy.
Well, you know, listening to everything you said made me think, number one, I really need to re-examine my invitation list for Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes.
Okay, because immediately there's six people on there that are going to give me stress no matter what I do. Then I thought, well, maybe we should cancel the dinner and just lock the doors, close the windows. But then even then, you got the boob tube, and oh my God, the best thing to do with that thing is to break it if you want to get rid of stress. So Susan, in this preparatory understanding that all these things are going to give us stress, are there any, because I have nutrients that I would say, oh, these are the ideal nutrients you want to work with. But what would you say in the way of foods would help people to give them stamina, endurance, and alter the way that they perceive reality?
Yeah, excellent.
No, that's a hard one, isn't it?
Well, food's a great choice because you decide what you eat. Remember, all the foods you eat that are junk foods, that are empty calorie foods, meaning they give you calories and virtually no nutritional value, like ice cream and donuts, potato chips, cakes, cookies, pies, they all add to stress because they really deplete a lot of the B vitamins in your body. Your goal is, well, first of all, here's a good way to think about nutritious food. Produce is the most important health care that your money can buy. And you want to eat your foods as close to the way nature made them as possible, starting with lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, you know, because those are the foods that protect your body against the stress and give you lots of nutrients.
You know, one of the things that I do every year, and listening to you brought it home, I make pumpkin pie from scratch. And one of the things that I do with it that most people find interesting, to say the least. Actually, the response I usually get is, are you serious? However, my family is now addicted to it, and it's a tradition in our family because, like I say, I've been making pumpkin pies from scratch for, I don't know, 10, 15 years, and I serve it with chocolate ice cream. Now,
are you serious?
Always, but wait, here's how I came to an understanding in my mind, thanks to you. You see, the cow eats grass. So since the cow is eating grass, I'm actually getting a doctored grass product.
Yeah.
How is that for rationalization?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Thank you.
And I know lots of people worry about the weight gain. So many people from Halloween to the first week of the new year gained between 5 and 12 pounds. And I'm a big believer that you eat what you want during the holidays, but you don't have to eat the whole thing or get a second or third serving. You know, what our grandmothers taught us and moms, that moderation and everything, that's really important. So you can enjoy meals and don't be famished when you sit down at the big family dinner or go to the holiday parties. An hour before, have something to eat, you know, so you're not just starving when you sit down to the meal.
You know, I guess I'm going to assume your grandmother was first generation because that was a very European thought. Small portions, only go, you know, eat the one. In America, we believe in fifth and sixth servings, and we want to goop it up as much as possible. And all you have to do is look around to see just how sickly we truly are based on the great American diet. I actually think that some of the food companies should be brought to criminal trial for crimes against humanity.
No, I agree with you on that. And this doesn't mean that since we're close to January that you throw all of your health practices out the window and say, oh gosh, I'll just start again the first week of January, because it's important to continue the exercise. And, you know, every day during the holidays, find a way to do something in your home if it's too cold where you live outdoors, because that walk or the treadmill or whatever you do will ramp up your metabolism so that you'll burn more calories for the meals after that.
That's great advice. You know, you could even do push-ups in your house. You could put your feet under the bed and do sit-ups. So, yeah, exercising would be good to burn off a lot of the food that we're going to eat. I know last year I put on 7 pounds over the holidays, and that's because I made four pumpkin pies, and I only shared two. I make my grandmother's cookies every couple of years. I make them to send it out to my cousins because our grandmother is gone, but she made such a cookie. Well, last year I made four batches. I think I ate one all by myself.
One batch.
Because that
one batch.
Oh, yeah.
Cookie.
Yeah. Oh, no, one. No, no, you can't eat just one. These are better than Lay's potato chips. No, they're fabulous.
Well, I'll give you a hint about eating that maybe you don't. Well, I know you've heard of the first one, and that is it takes 20 minutes from start time before you feel full. So slow eating not only aids in digestion, but gives your brain a chance to know what the stomach is doing. So put your fork down between bites or wait, or, you know, and then you're less likely to eat on automatic pilot. So you want to take longer than 20 minutes to finish your meal. But on the flip side, and most people don't know this, the body produces a second insulin hit when it senses that lots of food is coming in, and you can avoid that second hit and all the fat storage it triggers by finishing a meal within an hour. So maybe you save the dessert for a little bit later.
What? Well, there you've got it. We're listening to Dr. Susan Jones and Michael Schwartz on Radio MD. Stay well and have a fabulous holiday season.